All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show hip-hop recording artist and songwriter Cupid. What is up?
How you doing, boss? I'm chilling. I can't complain over here down in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous, man. You got me on the food. I'm in New Orleans. This is my second home. And
yeah.
Man, y'all know how to eat down in New Orleans, brother.
That's what I'm saying. Surprised I haven't gained no freshman or college 15.
Yeah, for sure. And plus the music scene down there, man, the culture. I just love New Orleans, man. That's a great town.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so much history down here. It's amazing.
Absolutely. All right, so you got a lot of cool stuff in the works. Before we get into your project, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell the listeners out there just a little bit about you. When did you start making music? Like, when did that journey start for you, and how did it start? When and how?
For sure. Yeah, so it actually started when I was about 4 years old at one of my aunt's house, actually. She had a piano up in her crib, and she played this one tune by ear, and it was crazy because I was sitting right next to her, and I started playing it right back. By ear, yeah. And my parents were all like, okay, cool. So we know you're going down the music route.
yeah, for sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying, it's up to you at the end of the day if you want to play piano or something else. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm definitely going to start out with guitar because I always found guitar super fascinating,
yep.
You know, as a child. You know, I played that for, you know, half of my childhood career, you know, as a musician. And then I ended up taking piano lessons. And I taught myself how to play the drums in middle school, sixth grade, actually, just by, you know, banging on the desk with my knuckles. I taught myself how to play the drums as well. Ended up joining, you know, your average concert band, going out through a middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up transitioning fully into drums, playing a high school drum line.
Yeah, nice. Yep.
So that's my musical background for the most part. And then I also took, it was a tech class over at my high school, Grayson High School up in Grayson, Georgia. It was music tech, and I learned how to work Logic Pro and, you know, how to make beats and everything.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Now, are you from New Orleans, or did you live in Georgia and then move to New Orleans?
I lived in Georgia my entirety of my high school, since I was born up until high school, and then I moved up into New Orleans to pursue my college career.
Nice. Now, get back to the guitar playing. Did you teach yourself guitar, or did you take guitar lessons?
I didn't. I actually took guitar lessons.
You know, I regret not taking guitar lessons. I've been playing guitar on and off for about 30 years, a long time. And
yeah.
One of my biggest regrets is not taking lessons, because what happened with me is I learned a lot of really sloppy, bad habits. And
I regret
not going and learning the fundamentals and the real ins and outs and musical theory and things like that. So you definitely did the right thing. Definitely.
Exactly. I actually do need to get back into it. I can't lie. I'm a little rusty. But,
yeah.
Because, you know, that's that transcends the test of time. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to just being a
Once you learn it, though, it won't take long to knock the rust off. And once you get the basics down and how to play and chord progressions and scales and stuff like that, and it'll come back pretty quick. So
I agree.
All right, so the project is called Kill Cupid. Now, two questions, because when I read up about you and did my research for this interview, the literature that I got said that this project would drop around the holidays. So we are in October. We have Halloween, and then we got Thanksgiving. So where are you at as far as dropping the project?
So when it comes to the project, I actually just dropped the lead single for the project, Okay Wait, September 2nd, actually. And that is out of now all platforms. And I plan on dropping at least two more singles that are coming from the project, just to get my fans revved up for what I actually have in store.
Okay.
And then dropping Kill Cupid itself, I plan on dropping it late December, maybe early January. I don't want to wait too long, and I also want to have enough time when it comes to, you know, promotion and rollout.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically the general time scheme that we got going on here.
Gotcha. Okay, so what about the title Kill Cupid? What's the meaning behind that?
So, yeah, how I came up with Kill Cupid, number one, is catchy.
It is. I'll give you that. It is, for sure.
Yeah, it ties in with my own name.
Yep.
Well, and, like the biggest meaning, like really behind it. So it's not really too much of like an idea or like a general like theme behind it. Besides, really, it's like emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Considering the fact that I just now started rapping, like, you know, my college years, and I'm experiencing college at the same time, I decided to meld the two together, and that's where Kill Cupid comes from. It's a lot of, a lot of college experiences and moments and opportunities that I've had that I want to incorporate within my music. And at the same time, I'm also, with Kill Cupid, it's like more focus on my negative emotions and, you know, turning them into positivity in a sense, like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the lyrics, but, like, you know, it's super high energy. It's super, like, you know, rough in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the reason why I call it Kill Cupid is because, you know, I'm killing certain parts of myself. Like,
that's the part that I was working. That's what I was waiting for. Because what I get out of it is obviously what you said. I get that. But to me, when I heard the song, and we'll get into the song that I heard, Okay Wait, which is a fucking great song, by the way.
Thank you.
The Kill Cupid for me was, all right, this almost sounds like he's killing the old chapter of Cupid, and then the new one's emerging and about to get dropped on the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Especially, what's it called, going, you know what I'm saying, from high school, going into a completely another state, like I said, experiencing different things, and learning there are some parts I don't necessarily like about myself.
Yep.
That's where the whole Kill Cupid comes in.
All right, so this is the most important question of the whole interview. You ready?
All right,
what's up? You're from Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Are you a Georgia Bulldogs fan?
I'll tell you what, they bring home enough titles for us, so I'm
a good fan. All right, man, I'll let you slide. I'm about to end this interview real quick, but I'm just kidding, brother. I'm just kidding.
Really?
All right, so how many, do you know how many tracks you're going to have on it when it's completely finished and when you drop it?
Yeah, so I'm going to have about 7 tracks. I might add like a bonus track, so it's going to round out to about 8.
All right, cool. What about the production? Because when I heard Okay Wait, one of the things that I really like listen for when I do these interviews, and I've probably interviewed without exaggeration, probably close to 1,000 hip-hop artists over my career doing this stuff. Plus other artists, too. I've interviewed R&B and rock. I mean, everybody. I mean, but I have a lot of, here in the last, like, maybe 5 or 6 years, a ton of hip-hop artists.
Right.
And one of the things I really listen for with hip-hop records is production and how well it's produced and mixed. And I can tell really quick, like, right out of the gate, if somebody put a little work into it or not. You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Yours is really good. I mean, I don't know who produced it. I don't know if you want to give a shout out or if you did, because you mentioned earlier that you get it, you do a little production and beat making and things like that. Right. So we'll talk about the production of this song.
Yeah, so actually my producer that I'm really locked in with right now, he's all the way back up in Maryland. Mm-hmm. He graduated early, 100%. You know what I'm saying? I shot him out plenty of times within the song because he was in the booth with me at the time. And mm-hmm. We've been locked in for a hot minute. And when it comes to the production of the rest of the tracks, like everything that I got going on for Kill Cupid, we go to school for this, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Hey, if you could do it yourself, it's a lot cheaper, man. I mean, it's pricey sometimes.
Hey, that's when you have a, you know, good connection and stuff like that. You know, you work with people outside of the studio. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, let's grab a drink and stand together sometimes. You work shit like that out. But,
yeah.
I'm also learning that myself when it comes to production. But, you know, at the same time, when it comes to, like, spreading yourself super thin, like, I'm just not ready for, you know what I'm saying, engineering and mixing my stuff yet.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. So do you have a joke? Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I'm getting there. That's it.
Yeah, for sure. And you're young, man. How old are you?
I'm actually 21.
Yeah, man. Look, dude, I'm in my 50s now. And, you know, you're no disrespect. Don't take this the wrong way. But you're just still a baby in life. You're 20. When I look back when I was 20, I was so green behind the ears still in life. But you're ahead of where I was, though. You're a lot more mature than I was. Still a knucklehead when I was 21. I was still getting in trouble and just doing stupid shit. You know, so that's your head of the game. That's great, man. Now, will you be producing, like, when you drop Kill Cupid, will you take the lion's share of that production, or will you work with other producers to get that done?
It's actually finished.
Finished. Okay.
Yeah, it's finished. It's just sitting in the vault right now, and I'm just, like, rolling out and everything. But I didn't produce anything when it comes to this project. Maybe, a project in the future. And not maybe, like, most definitely a project in the future. Because, I used to produce. I came to Loyola, actually, to produce. But I just fell out of love with it, you know what I'm saying? It didn't really seem fun to... And that's funny saying, too, considering that I came from a music background, but it's just, like... It was completely different. I was completely blind then, and it was like, you know what I'm saying? What am I really doing? Not like that, but, finding rap has definitely paved and, like, you know, carved out a new lane in my life. And, you know what I'm saying? Something that I enjoy.
Look, man, I get what you're saying. As you traverse through life, you're going to run into different chapter changes. You may be going down one lane, and all of a sudden, man, you look over to the right and say, hey, that's a cool looking, let me turn right here, man, see what's going on down this road. And all of a sudden, your life's on a completely different trajectory, and you're just following what you want to do.
Of course. Not that I'm not honing my skills, like, you know, in stuff that I've already endeavored in, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm just... Figure myself out, pretty much it.
You can circle back around to them skills. You will. You'll circle back around and pull them out of that vault when you need them. 100%.
Right.
They're always there. What's nice. All right. So let's talk about the single "Okay Wait." Like I said a minute ago, when I first hit play, I heard that 100%, and I was like, yeah, I like it already. I already like it. But there's a couple things I really liked about the song. There's a couple tempo changes in this thing. You do some pretty cool transitions where you change the slow down the tempo, and then I think that third one you do at the end where you kind of slow it down, but you completely change your tempo with your lyrics with your rapping, and I like that. Yeah. I like when the song has different layers to it. Talk about the song and a little bit about the backstory. What's the song about?
Yeah, most definitely. So, actually, this was originally an assignment that I had to make for a class, me and 100%.
Oh.
We had to make for class because, they constantly have us make plenty of tracks and stuff like that for grades. And so that's how it originally started out.
Oh,
and because we've worked beforehand, actually. I have another single out on SoundCloud under Cupid called Tags, produced by 100% as well. That's the first track that we ever made.
Oh,
and he was like, yo, keep going with this rap. You keep going with this rap shit for sure. And, but when it comes to Okay Wait, though, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm still just rapping about, like, you know, my college life, what I got going on so far, and, you know, how I feel about myself. And, I feel like, life imitates art, and art draws us from life as well. And, that's where my lyrics process went into it. Coming from Georgia straight into Orleans, you know what I'm saying, ready to take the crown, and, you know, nobody can do shit about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the production and stuff like that, what I normally have my producers do, my producers that I work with, I'll normally, like, you know, make a pack of songs that, like, you know, I listen to, or, like, you know, some artists that inspire me for the moment. And I'm like, hey, listen to this this playlist real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we hop in the studio so we can create. So one of my biggest influences is Young Thug, actually.
Okay.
Down Atlanta and stuff. And you know how big the trap scene is down there. So he was like, all right, cool, we'll make, like, you know, a Thug-inspired deep trap. Style track, and that's how we went about it.
Well, I like a lot. I really did. I listened to it about 5 or 6 times, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
Yeah, man, for real. It's deserved. It's well deserved. Like I said, I like there's just different flavors to the song. You know, it doesn't end how it starts, and I like that. I like a song that's got layers to it. You know, it's got some layers.
Yeah.
You got some lane changes in there, some tempo changes.
Exactly.
I like it. I like how you rap. Like, you have a little bit of a swag, like a little very confident swag. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell you know what the fuck you're doing, and you mean business when you get that mic. You know, like that's what I got too, which is great.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Now, you planning on making a video for this song?
Most definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I have to have a video.
I actually have never disclosed the information for it, but that song, that actually has a part two. So the second half of the beat that you heard, where like the beat completely switches and everything.
Yeah,
that's a completely extended, and it's a standalone track. And what I'm basically going to include part one with part two, you know what I'm saying, and just make one, like, you know, short film out of it. And basically, you know, post it on YouTube, and yeah.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta have some like hot girls in there. I mean, that's just, I could just feel this video. Yeah, sir. You gotta do it.
Yes, sir.
All right, a couple more things for you before I let you go. And before I do let you go, I'm gonna let you plug all your social media and where people can get your music. We'll do that last. So, what are some goals? I mean, I know we talked about dropping Kill Cupid. But do you have any other goals, like going into 2024, like what you want to get done over the next year and a half or so?
Most definitely. So when it comes into like right going before 2024 hits, I definitely want to hit 10,000 Spotify listeners consistently. That's been my main goal for a hot minute. It seems like we're about to pass it quicker than expected. So
good.
That's a huge plus. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to get these next two singles out for my project, and I want to drop Kill Cupid before the whole year ends. I also want to start making sure I have shows basically booked out, you know, every week until I graduate. You know, just putting my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for the most part.
That's good, man.
You know,
one thing I would encourage you to do, if you haven't already done it, you might have already done this. Go, you know, work on building all your social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
and follow producers, and also follow some hip hop artists that have already kind of established themselves and made it. And then whenever you like drop a track, you don't ever want to go at them like overkill, like too much shit, because they get stuff thrown at them all the time. But once in a blue moon, tag them in a new song you got, because you never know. Some of the, like, I just interviewed a hip hop artist about. Probably about a month or so ago now, and he was from Georgia too, if I remember right. And
okay.
I actually was scheduled to interview him, and then when it was time to interview him for him to call, he never called, so it was a no show. So I emailed Starlight, you know, and I said, hey, you know, this guy was a no show. So normally my policy is, unless this is an emergency, is if people like don't show up for my podcast, I just move forward, man, because I'm too busy for no shows. But I understand that the circumstances happen, though. So Starlight got back to me and they said, well, he had a at the last minute, what's the name of that big, really famous hip hop artist? Let me think for a second. Really famous hip hop artist. Was playing a concert. He was playing a concert in Georgia. It'll come to me in a second. But so they were looking for somebody to warm up to open up for him.
Right.
So this guy, of course, he's not going to go to my. What's he going to do? Tell this famous hip hop people? Nah, I got an interview with Brad Cooney. I can't do it. That ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? He'd be crazy. So he jumped on the opportunity. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh hell yeah, we got to give him a reschedule. You know, exactly. So when he came back on the show, I mean, it was a great podcast because we're talking about his experience, you know, opening up for that guy. What the hell is his name, man? I got to think of his name. He's been around a while, though. He's not somebody that's been in the, you know, a newcomer. He's been around.
Right.
He's been around for a while. He's from the South. Oh, man.
Got to be canceled.
Yeah. But anyway, so circling back. Tag some of these established people, because sometimes, like, you're in New Orleans now, like, you never know. Like, what about if Lil Wayne does a show down there, man? He might be looking for somebody, you know, to open up a show for him, man. And you know, and you tag him and throw me one of your songs. You never know.
Most definitely, yeah. I think that's, like, another big goal for me as well, trying to build up my TikTok platform as well.
100%, man. And then when you start doing your shows, when you start playing live, and you start building, and you start getting a ground game going, like a lot of the locals, you know, they hear, oh, Cupid's playing, man, let's go check him out. So you start, like, getting, like, you start packing out places. That's what these big hip-hop artists look for, their management, and they have, like, scouts. They look for, when they're on tour, when they're going to different cities touring, they're going to look and see who's selling out the joints, who's selling out the clubs, you know, because they can move tickets for us, too. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they'll,
yeah, how well the crowd and everything.
Yeah. They'll say, yo, this guy Cupid, man, he's selling out everywhere he's playing down there, you know? And so let's get him to warm up. Let's get him to open up for us. And that's one way you get your foot in the door, man.
For sure. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. All right. That's all I got, man. Is there anything else? And again, we'll let you talk about the social media in just a second. But is there any other questions, anything that I skipped or missed that you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Not necessarily. No, I think we covered everything.
Perfect. All right. Well, look, man, I enjoyed talking to you. I really did. You're a cool dude. Very talented, too, by the way. And I don't say that to anybody. I don't say that to everybody. You got skills.
Thank you. Yep. Going with this. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not the music or nothing. So.
Yeah. Chase it, man. You're young. Go for it. Because if you don't chase this dream now, when you get my age in your 50s and you didn't try, you'll regret it every day of your life. So at least now you're trying it. So if you get to be 40, 50 years old and, you know, if you end up not making it to the big time or whatever, you can always say, you know what, I gave it my best shot.
For sure. That ain't gonna happen, but,
you know. No, I know you don't like to think negative, but that's why it's important, though, to always go for it. Go for your dreams. Do it. Go for it.
I'm young.
So, absolutely. Right. All right, brother. Tell everybody out there where they can follow you, where they can get your music, and if you have a website, anything like that.
For sure. So my Instagram is KUPIDREWSKII. I have my links in my bio, everything, whole link tree. If you don't want to check that out, my music itself is KUPID, and my single is OK Wait, OK space Wait.
All right, everybody out there, listen to this podcast. Go support this young brother. Buy his stuff. Don't ask for freebies. That drives me nuts too, man. He's like, they got bills to pay, also, man. They're asking for free merchandise and stuff. That just irritates the crap out of me. If you support somebody, buy their stuff, buy their tickets, awesome. Buy their merch, buy their stuff. All right, brother. Really good talking to you, man. Whenever you got some new stuff you want to talk about, just later, let us know. I'd love to have you come back on.
For sure, boss. Yo, thank you so much for having me on here. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on, man. Take care, bud.
All right, you too.